This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Okay, you. Awesome.
Peter, I got you too.
What's up, Wisconsin? And beyond. Happy Friday, y'all. Phew, we got there. Another week in the books. Tick-tock, tick-tock. 11 days to go, everybody. Buckle up. I hope you got your early votes in. If not, I hope you've got a plan to early vote. It all matters. Everybody, I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. As always, packed show for everybody today. First off, we've got candidate for the first congressional district, my friend and yours, Peter Barker. We're going to bring Peter on in just a second. I'm also then going to cover, like, why do Republicans lie about polling? Like, why is that a thing? Why do they cite these polls that are showing, like, 16% margins of victory for Donald Trump? Like, every respectable poll show it's basically tied. So, like, what's the deal with that? Well, it's all part of Big Lie 2.0. I will talk to you about it this hour. In this hour as well, I'm going to be joined by candidate for the 21st Assembly District, David Marsteller. Cannot wait to talk with him. He's running against Jesse Rodriguez. This guy has quite a story, quite a background. You're not going to want to miss that conversation. 3 p.m. for Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money. I've got the OG millionaire, Morris Pearl, here to talk about that stunt that Trump pulled at McDonald's. I don't know. How does a candidate show up at McDonald's, act like he knows what's going on there? I mean, he does like to eat the food. And then not answer whether or not we should raise the federal minimum wage. I mean, like, that's a gimme to the former MAGA cult leader and former president. Like, you just say, yes, we should raise the minimum wage. Of course, DJT did not do that. Very special guest at 3:30. I'm going to be joined by former senior advisor to President Barack Obama, current CEO of the Obama Foundation, Valerie Jarrett. Now, here's the cool thing, y'all. You know that I was the corporation counsel for Milwaukee County. Guess how Ms. Jarrett began her career in public service? As a deputy corporation counsel for Chicago. So we got a couple of two, three things in common. Cannot wait to talk with Ms. Jarrett. And of course, because it is Friday, we got Civic Media's very own Terry Barr for what's local, overlooked, and good things here in Wisconsin. Can't wait to have that chit chat. All of this and so much more coming up. But let's bring our very special friend and guest candidate for the 3rd Congressional District, Mr. Peter Barker, onto the show. Peter, it's always great to see you, my friend. Thanks for making time.
Well, Maggie, terrific to be back on your show again. Thank you so much. A lot to talk about, a lot going on.
Indeed, sir. I just wanted to start with, I'm going to call it the tidal wave of endorsements that have landed in your camp. Congratulations on all of these folks. If you haven't heard it, now I'm going to tell you about it. Kenosha Mayor David Bogdala endorsing Peter for Congress. Kenosha County DA Mike Gravely. Village President of Pleasant Prairie John Steinbrink Sr. And George Stoner, the Village of Summers President, all endorsing you this past week, Peter. Tell us more about those. How important are they to your campaign? What do you want voters to know about those series of endorsements?
Well, thank you. No, I'm very pleased. And that's just the ones that are from Kenosha County. We'll be releasing the ones from Racine and Milwaukee County and other places as well. But obviously, representing the Kenosha-Racine area for so many years, I think, the thing I'm guess most proud of is those people that know me best that I represent in the legislature are extremely supportive. I've worked with all of them Some of them are Republicans, some are independents, some are Democrats, but I think they know that I'll go to bat for our communities, regardless of what the issue is, because, you know, our first obligation is to the people we represent, the citizens and the communities. And that's what I've done my career. So I am very proud of those endorsements.
Well, I think that was what, when I read these particular endorsements, and folks, to be clear, Peter has a ton of endorsements. This was just the most recent set of them. And I think they're, again, remarkable. You've got Democrats and Republicans. But the through line, Peter, that I saw in each and every one of these endorsements, and the thing that I think is most important for voters to know, is that each single one of these endorsements made specific mention of, one, that these people, most of them have known you for a long time. All of them have worked with you in some capacity, either as the Secretary of the Department of Revenue, previously when you served in Congress, or when you served in the State Assembly. And all of them reference that experience in working with you and conclude in differing language, but it's the same point, that Peter Barca puts people and his constituents over party and politics. And that to me, Peter, in this moment, is what I think every Wisconsinite and certainly every resident and voter of the first CD wants more of in their elected officials.
Well, I certainly believe that's true. I mean, part of the reason I ran is because I feel like we have a do-nothing dysfunctional Congress. They can't even keep a speaker in the chair, much less even get a farm bill, which is so.
Did we lose Peter there, Aaron? Are you hearing him still, or did we lose him?
It seems like we lost him.
Oh, Peter, Aaron's going to put the phone number in the chat for you, sir. Why don't you just give us a call back in, and we can try to pick back up with Peter Barca. Folks, as we get Peter reconnected here, here's what I want to point out to each and every one of you. This is just a sample of the endorsements this week. Kenosha Mayor David Bogdala had this to say. As the mayor of Kenosha and a former alderman, I am proud to express my support for Peter Barca in his bid for Congress in Wisconsin's first congressional district. Throughout my years of public service, both on the city council and now as mayor, Peter has been a steadfast partner in advancing the interests of Kenosha and its residents. Peter's longstanding dedication to our community is unmatched. Whether in his role as our state representative or more recently as Secretary of Revenue, he's always been an advocate for Kenosha. As someone who has worked closely with Peter throughout my time in public service, I can say with confidence that he has the experience, dedication, and passion to be an outstanding voice for our district in Congress. I support Peter Barker, and I'm excited to continue our partnership for the people of Kenosha. And here's George Stoner, Village President of Summers, the Village of Summers. He said that, quote, Peter Barca has always prioritized improving our quality of life for families and businesses because he puts partisanship and politics aside and gets things done for the Village of Summers. Peter, welcome back. Sorry we lost you there for a second. You know, again, what do you want voters to be thinking about as they go into this election? Because the representative of the first congressional district has been distinctly unhelpful and unproductive as a member of Congress.
Well, sadly, that's true. I mean, it's remarkable to me. I mean, as I campaigned in every corner and every area of this district, the theme is that they try to reach them, they can't reach them, that half the time the staff doesn't even answer their emails or letters. And that's just totally unacceptable. I mean, even his district offices, I mean, when I was in Congress, we had offices in every corner of the district, and they were open from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. His district offices are open 2 hours a week. It's almost unbelievable.
Wait, Peter, please tell us that little fact again. How many hours a week are his district offices open?
2 hours a week. It's absolutely unbelievable. I mean, people go to he's in the Kenosha County Administration Building, and people go there every day, and they say, well, he's got to be back there. He has an office here, or his staff at least has to be back there. And they say, no, he's only here Wednesday from 10 to 12. And people say, well, I work on Wednesday. I can't come on Wednesday. They say, well, I don't know what to tell you. It's the only day that the staff is here to respond to your concerns. Maybe you can go to Racine on Thursday from, you know, like 2 to 4 or something, whatever. I don't have the hours in front of me, but you get the idea. And they're like, well, that doesn't work either. It's just remarkable, quite frankly.
I worked for Congressman Tom Barrett when he was on the Hill. I worked for him in D.C., and then I worked in his district office in Milwaukee. I was in college. I was there every day. Like, that office was open. I'm completely flabbergasted by that, Peter. Like, that is stunning. I mean, it is a concrete example of basically like flipping the old bird to your constituents and saying, it's not really about you, it's all about me.
Yeah, it absolutely is remarkable. And, you know, I have people, and I run into them, they give me letters. Look, I sent this letter to the congressman. You know, I call, ask them to respond. They don't respond. I mean, so it's just endemic of the way that he believes he's able to, you know, handle his constituents. I mean, it's totally the opposite of the way I was, you know, I've always served the public. I believe that, first of all, they're your boss. That's the people who elect you.
Of course.
And the idea that you feel like you don't need to even respond to their letters or, you know, I mean, it was a big debate over whether or not he should be able to use a county administration building. And I thought, well, you know, I don't see any problem with that until I found out he's only open 2 hours. He could sit in the lobby. His staff could sit in the lobby for 2 hours. That's all they're going to be there a week. I mean, why tie up?
What a waste. Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
I wanted to ask you a question. Kenosha County DA Mike Gravely said this: I've known Peter for more than 2 decades. He's always prioritized public safety and has been steadfast and bipartisan in support for law enforcement. Speak to your constituency about public safety and law enforcement related issues, Peter.
Well, it's so vital. You know, first of all, I've always said that I have nothing but respect for anybody that every time they put on their uniform, they put their life at risk, whether it's police, whether it's firefighters, people in the military. And, you know, as a member of Congress, I worked hard to support an initiative to create 100,000 new police officers in America. And we succeeded at that. In fact, many communities in the first CD took advantage of that and were able to hire new people. And back during that era, it was particularly unsafe, and we desperately needed that. But, you know, I had a dear friend who was going to marry my cousin and was killed in the line of duty, and I helped work across the aisle with Senator Van Wongard and Representative Spiros and Senator Lena Taylor, and we passed survivor benefits for families of police officers who were killed in the line of duty. And, you know, I've consistently, you know, made it a priority to, you know, look out for how we can ensure that they have the tools that they need in order to keep our community safe. And my opponent, by contrast, voted against bulletproof vests, voted against other bills that really had key resources for police. And so that's why it's so remarkable he runs these ads that somehow some group supports me that wants a deep.
Thanks so much. That is Peter Barca, candidate for the 1st Congressional District. Keep it locked. I talk about Republican lies about the polls and Big Lie 2.0 when we come back here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Hey, I'ma keep on running because the winner don't quit on
themselves. You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back, y'all. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I want to dig into Big Lie 2.0, what Donald Trump will do starting on November 5th, what he's already doing, and the relationship between that and why Republicans lie about polls all the time, every day. But I got to give you some breaking news. This just in, apparently shots fired inside Westtown Mall in Madison. The police are investigating after they said a person shot at another person Friday at Westtown Mall. The shooting was reported just after 11:30 a.m. at the main entrance of the mall just off Gammon Road. According to police, video shows that two people were near a cell phone store when one of them pulled out a gun and shot at the other. Unclear if the person who was shot at was injured. Both people ran out of the mall and got into a vehicle after the shooting. Nobody at the mall was injured when officers arrived, and no one has shown up at local hospitals with gunshot injuries. Fascinating. It's it's an interesting postscript to my conversation just moments ago with First Congressional District candidate Peter Barca, who explained his long support for law enforcement, his respect, while his opponent voted against bulletproof vests for law enforcement officers. And that's supposed to be the party of law and order. And speaking of the party that claims to own the issue of law and order, let's dig into this Big Lie 2.0. We know that Donald Trump and his co-conspirator enablers have never stopped lying about 2020, right? So that's sort of like the first building block. We know that they have filed well over 150, maybe topping 200 plus meritless conspiracy theory based zero evidence lawsuits across the country now, trying to disenfranchise voters who are more likely to vote for Democratic candidates. We know that Donald Trump and the entirety of the Republican Party keep talking about this idea that folks who are not citizens are voting in our elections. That's a lie. It has always been the federal law that you must be a citizen to vote in a presidential election. That is the law. The idea that someone would be required to show proof of citizenship would only serve to disenfranchise more voters who are likely to vote Democratic. This was the same thing with voter ID. So this is the lie, right? Oh, anybody who votes for a Democrat, well, their vote is immediately suspicious because they're an illegal person here in this country. They are a non-citizen. Again, that's garbage. There are systems that verify proper voter registration and citizenship. People get flagged. This is totally unnecessary. By the way, very small percentage of the population here in the United States has a passport. So I'm going to ask y'all right now, do you know where your birth certificate is? Do you even know how to get one? Who's more likely than not to have a passport? Who's more likely than not to be able to get their hands on a birth certificate? I'll tell you, rich white people, right? Folks that are not disabled, not college students that are busy and forget about that. You get my drift. All of this is garbage. And consider this, they keep telling this lie that like he's way ahead in the polls and on election night, they're going to say, see, he won before the votes have even been counted. In the state of North Carolina, a state legislator just today had the audacity to suggest that they needn't count the votes there, that the North Carolina state legislature should just declare North Carolina's electors for President Trump. Why? Because of Hurricane Helene. We don't need to even count the votes. What does that sound like to you? It's fascist, and it's all based on lies. There has never been a single study, including the 20 years that the Heritage Foundation has tried to find this, of any kind of systemic or large-scale pattern of people who are non-citizens voting. They can't find it. You think if they had evidence of this, it wouldn't be on the freaking Fox News channel every day? The fact that there is this gulf, this lack of anything resembling evidence on this point tells you that it is a lie. If they had it, they would show it. They don't show it because they don't have it. Why? Because it's a lie. It's a manufactured lie to delegitimize Democratic votes. North Carolina, the guy doesn't even, let's not even bother counting. Why all of these things? Well, if your plan is to ignore the will of the people, seize the reins of power, delegitimize and disenfranchise millions of Democratic voters, You're gonna set all of that up by saying, well, the only legitimate outcome is if I win. And a necessary psychological predicate for your supporters is this idea that, well, of course you're going to win. Look at the polling. So the reason behind Republicans lying all the time about polling is that if you convince all of your supporters that there's no possible way for you to lose this election, because look at the polls, I'm ahead by 16%. There's no way I can lose. If they believe that that is an accurate poll and that Donald Trump is actually beating Kamala Harris by 16%, yeah, if that was actually a fact, it would be cognitively surprising if your candidate loses. It is the necessary prerequisite for the big lie that he's going to be telling again come November 5th. I'm going to talk more about this when we come back, because there's some really weird, wonky stuff here, too, which is good fun. I'm Maggie Dawn. It's the Friday edition of the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked, because we're born in the USA.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
If you don't like who's in there, vote them out. That's what election day is all about.
Yeah, you know, like, votes matter. Your vote matters. Apparently, except to the North Carolina legislature, the legislator that just wants to forget the votes. We'll just declare our electoral college votes for Donald Trump. All of this is the Big Lie 2.0. Folks, you're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show, this special Friday edition here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You want to get in on my discussion of why Republicans lie about polls? You want to talk about this stupid referendum that's on the Wisconsin ballot for November 5th? Yeah, by that I mean to say I'll be voting no. We do not need to show our birth certificates to vote. We don't need to make it any harder to vote. If Republicans were actually serious about this, right, serious about this, like, oh, well, are we sure that it's citizens that are voting? They would require the different levels of governmental agencies to talk to themselves better, right? Like, there's a way to cross-check this stuff. And the best way to do it is to require that level of government cooperation, transparency, and efficiency, not to make it harder for people to vote. Remember, of course, that when Scott Walker finally got voter ID passed, he closed Department of Transportation offices across the state to make it harder for people to vote. This has never been about ensuring that citizens vote, ensuring that the votes cast are legal. This has always and ever been about suppressing the vote. So, again, step one, suppress the vote. Step two, delegitimize any Democratic vote for any reason under the sun, including insane conspiracy theories, you know, like the ones talked about by the Kraken lady back in 2020. None of that ever proven. No evidence of any of this. Step three, tell all of your supporters that you are winning by a landslide and that anything other than that outcome must be wrong, must be fraudulent. Axios came out today with a poll that nearly 20% of Republicans believe that if Donald Trump doesn't win on Election Day, he should seize power by any means necessary. I'm not kidding you. 20%. What the hell is wrong with you? He's not winning. It's a tie. Stop cheating. Stop lying to your people. So this is why they lie about polls. This is why they've now gone to these like betting on the polls about the polls about the betting, and they cite these things. The betting and the odds making that happen is not an actual poll. It's just a reflection of where people think they might make their money. And, you know, if I was the richest man in the world and wanted to, you know, maybe make sure that all of my billions ended up never being taxed, and I was maybe getting promised a cabinet position, might it be possible that I would deploy some of my billions of dollars on these betting sites, or at least huge amounts of money, to make it look like the guy that's going to give me my billions and personalized tax breaks is winning? Yeah, might do that. We see you, Elon. We know what you're doing. It just, the whole thing makes me so angry. And they'll talk about it on Election Day, too, right? Oh, he's winning. The votes are being counted. Well, guess what? If you live in a rural state or rural county and you have five people, it doesn't take long to count your votes. But if you live in a huge metropolis with 5 million people, it's going to take longer to count the votes. So that he'll declare victory on November 5th. Very early. I mean, the possibility for actual violence is high right now. One of our texters, and we're going to go to the phones and the text lines, folks, join us. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. The possibility, the likelihood even of violence seems to creep higher every day. So to be clear, actual objective polling shows a tie. Oh, the Republicans early voting. Well, because they decided that it wasn't such a good idea to attack early voting and mail voting. So what? It's still a tie. Still a tie. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Terry from Cross Plains saying that they have a birth certificate, but they certainly couldn't afford to pay $165 for a passport plus the fee for a copy of your passport and the photograph that you need, and then the marriage certificate if you got married and took your husband's name. It's insane. No, I don't need to show a birth certificate to vote. And I'm sick of Republicans like Senator Johnson on my colleague Earl Ingram's show this morning saying, we need to restore faith in our elections process. Well, the only reason people are doubting our elections process, which we never, ever, ever did, is because the garbage, the bat guano that you and Donald Trump and Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell and John Eastman have been spewing, you've been lying to the American people. And now you're going to use the unrest, the uncertainty that your prolific lies have created to justify making it harder to vote for voters that are more likely to be Democratic. Because the only way you can win, because the demography of this country is moving inexorably towards Democratic values, capital D, Democratic policies, is if you cheat. Because you'll lose. The country's becoming more left of center, more diverse, more open. That's where we are as a country. That's what the polling all shows. And I haven't even gone off on the fact, I did yesterday, that when you ask, again, Politico did a poll, looked at and listed out 128 policies. People would rate them from strongly agree to strongly disagree. And then they'd annotate if they're a Harris or Trump voter. Guess what? More Trump voters like Kamala Harris's policies than they do Trump policies. So read about it. Let's go to the phones. Ellen from Cedarburg, welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. Happy Friday. What do you have to say? Oh, we lost Ellen. Moving right along here.
Well, I can share what, if you'd like, I can share what Ellen was saying.
Please do, Mr. Zomers.
Ellen was calling in and sharing that with this possibility of violence and voter intimidation and everything, that it's just racking up a lot of anxiety. And while Ellen is actively participating, you know, volunteering, trying to help people, encourage friends and family to vote, the anxiety is still very high. And was just wondering if you have any tips on how to go to sleep at night.
Oh, what a great question. Thank you, Ellen. So I'm going to tell you what I do. The first thing is, at least an hour before I go to bed, I stop consuming political news, which is hard because it's my job. And I basically consume political news all the time. But I have to stop. The second thing is, obviously my job, but also how I spend a lot of my free time is trying to take active steps to be sure that people are voting, whether it's door knocking or phone banking or just reaching out to my friends and family, providing people that I know that are more traditional conservatives. And I'm in a lot of business groups and I'm an economist and lots of people like that. I send them a whole set of what I consider to be some of the best nonpartisan resources. Hey, everybody, please check these out. These are nonpartisan sources. I think they're really independent. Reach out to me if you want to discuss any of this stuff. And a number of my friends have. Bless them. So it's the combination of do something and shut it off. And fundamentally, at the end of the day, the thing that brings me some hope and some solace in these moments is that I know in my heart of hearts that there is so much more that connects us. There's so much more that we have in common than there is that divides us. And that Americans and Wisconsinites and my neighbors and the folks that my parents go to church with and the people that we see in synagogues and mosques and in our grocery stores, we're good people. We just need to check back into that. We'll get back to arguing about all these policies. Right now, we just need to remind ourselves of our inherent goodness and the responsibility it is to be a citizen in the greatest country in the world. And that means doing the right thing. It means deeply looking into your heart on November 5th or before if you're early voting and doing the right thing. So thanks for that, Ellen. I really appreciate you reaching out. Sherry from Horicon saying that she had a 2-hour discussion with a 20-year-old MAGA son. Tell your MAGA son, Sherry, I got a little tip for you. Though Seth MacFarlane couldn't be here today, guess who Seth MacFarlane, the creator of TED and the creator of Family Guy, has endorsed? It's Kamala Harris. So that very cool, very funny guy that I think a lot of MAGA dudes probably listen to and love his work, he's a Kamala supporter. Michaela from West Bend saying there's not a chance we'll be bringing our child along to vote because I don't feel safe about it. But we will be voting blue up and down the ballot and voting no on the amendment. Hear, hear, Michaela, and I get it about your kid. Here's the thing. Again, you feel intimidated. You feel harassed. You can call the local police department, but you can also tell elections inspectors. If you still feel like nothing's happening and it should, you can always call 866-OUR-VOTE. That's 866-OUR-VOTE. You can also go to Vote Riders, like Ride or Die, voteriders.org. They will help you. You can also reach out directly to the district attorney's office in your county and report intimidation or other issues that you think are inappropriate in your polling places or near Dropbox, etc. Let us go to Mike from Kenosha. Mike from Kenosha, you're on the air. What do you have to say, sir?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. The other day I saw an ad on TV during a football game that didn't look right. And then I just got in the mail yesterday advertisement, if you will, or solicitation from the Trump group. And this is about what I believe is voter intimidation. It clearly states, as the TV ad stated clearly, that your vote is being recorded and history will, you know.
Yeah, that's illegal.
History.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, that's illegal, Mike. I would take the flyer, take the text or the email or whatever you got, and send it, take a picture of it, whatever, email, whatever's easiest for you, or just call your local district attorney's office. I would also call 866-OUR-VOTE. That is staffed by the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights, nonpartisan voting expert lawyers. Give them a call. Let them know about that. Mike, that is false. There is no record of your vote. Your vote is private. It is personal. It is not recorded. other than on your ballot, which never has your name on it. No one will know how you vote. So critically important. Janet from La Crosse, you say what this afternoon?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. What I was calling in regards to is that today is an International Biodiversity Conference Day, and out of all of the wonderful countries there, we are not there, not because the president and the rest of the many of the Congress people didn't agree. They totally do, but the Republican Congress blocked the vote for us to be able to participate in that conference by ratifying that we believe in that value. That's my number one. And number two, I needed a way to voice how I felt. And so I went out and made a lot of signs that I put on my yard that I simply want to open a dialogue with my neighbors. I'm relatively new. I don't want to alienate them. And I put out, I stand for wildlife. I stand for air, water, soil. I stand for wilderness, forests, and rivers. I stand with the post office. I stand with liberty, and I stand with public education. I stand with national parks. I used to work for the government, and I was in when Trump was in last time, and I saw him beginning to decimate these programs that are for us, the people.
Yeah, Janet, we're coming up on need to take care of some of our business. I'm going to give some comments about the 2 points Janet made when we come back on the other side. Your calls and texts welcome. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I'm Maggie Dawn. Happy Friday, y'all. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be back in a flash. Keep it locked.
That's what election day is all about. The biggest gun we've got. Call the ballot box. So if you don't like who's in there, vote them out. If you don't like who's in there, we'll vote them out.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
What's up, y'all? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Friday. We're talking Big Lie 2.0 and all of the things that Donald Trump has been doing and saying since 2020 to prime the pump, to ready his cult, to engage in political violence, to suppress Democratic votes, to lie, 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 lie. Because if he stopped lying, he'd lose, 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 lose. I mean, just imagine if Donald Trump was actually trying to have a debate with Kamala Harris. What would that even sound like? If you had to, like, subtract out all of the nonsense and the Arnold Palmer penis discuss, like, what does that even look like? He'd get his butt kicked. She's saying, yes, raise the minimum wage. 86% of Americans when polled thinks the minimum wage should be raised. He's like, no, I'm not going to talk about that. Loser. She says, I think middle class folks and working people should get a tax break. He says, no, they get a tax break, but only if billionaires and Elon Musk get away scot-free. Lose. On the border, she says, I want more funding. I want more agents. I want more immigration judges. I want more technology on the border. Let's secure the border better. Let's do better. He says, no, I killed that bill. He loses. On reproductive, I'll stop. You get my point. Aaron, if you could ready up cuts 3 and 5, we're going to go there in a minute. Wanted to also share with you this, folks. Today, the American Accountability Foundation, which is supported and is basically an arm of the Heritage Foundation, literally put out a watch list. Okay. Put out a watch list, a hit list of the, quote, subversive leftist bureaucrats working in federal government who've betrayed America by sabotaging the security of our border. It's a hit list. That's what they're doing now. A texter on Facebook, Ted, says all votes are registered in a national database. Ted, no, they're not.
All voters are registered.
All voters. But not the voter and their vote. Little Googling. Little like healthy skepticism of conspiracy theories. Wanted to respond to Janet very briefly. The biodiversity conference. Yeah, we need that. We need that for cures for cancer, the next scientific innovation. Gosh knows what we're going to discover next. But biodiversity, of course, the necessary predicate to all those innovations. Shame on Republicans. We can't even get Donald Trump to say climate change is real. Oh, well, that's because he promised the oil and gas industry that it would completely deregulate if they just gave him $1 billion so he could win. That's called corruption. Terrible. Jim from Brookfield, you're up next.
Well, Maggie, I sure hope you're not on that heritage list, hit list, because, oh my gosh, if Biddy gets in, they're going to come after
my highest, my highest honor, Jim. Bring it.
Well, that would,
go
that
ahead,
would
sir.
Be a badge of honor. Anyway, I have two quick questions. One, did you touch on that Texas going out to 18 to 25-year-olds and college campuses? They haven't figured out who's sending it out, but obviously it's a mega side, but it's threatening these kids, 18 to 25-year-olds, that if they illegally vote in the wrong place, i.e. from your college campus, you're going to end up in prison. And then my second question you touched on earlier, talk to an election official if you feel intimidated. How do you tell the difference in the polling place between like a mega observer and a proper or an official election official? You know, as a
That's a great question. Let me take the first one first. Yes, I've talked about that. An unsolicited text sent from a 262 number went out basically threatening college-age students with prison if they voted. Here's, and they cited a state statute that makes it illegal to vote by mail if you have moved out of the state of Wisconsin, okay? That doesn't apply to people who moved into Wisconsin for school. It's a lie. Second thing, what was the second question?
How can you tell if somebody is a poll, an official poll worker?
As soon as they, so if someone who is not an official poll worker, and you can ask them, are you an election inspector? Are you a poll worker? If someone talks to you and they're not being nice and friendly and helping you, that's voter intimidation, and go tell the chief elections inspector. That's just my like rule of thumb. If you see someone, you know, with a gun walking around outside, like talking to people, that's probably reportable. I need to play this little sound for y'all before we close out. Do we have enough time for the Chris Hayes summary?
We do not.
We do not. All right, then we'll take the Van Jones. Check this out. This is Van Jones on CNN. I'm not a huge fan of him, but this is the entire point. Go ahead.
Look, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are not taking the same exam.
Yeah.
And I think it bothers people. They're not taking the same exam. He gets to be lawless. She has to be flawless. That's what's unfair. That's what's unfair. That's what's unfair tonight. That's what's unfair tonight. They're not taking the same exam. Look, she has policies. She may not articulate them perfectly every time. She may not put the stories in the right places. But she's fighting for actual ideas that will help real people. And he's talking about people's penises. And so they are not taking the same exam. And that's pissing people off. It's pissing me off.
Well, and I'm also old enough to remember that if your fiscal plans were actually said to bankrupt the Social Security Trust Fund in sooner years, Donald Trump's, that would be a campaign-destroying issue. But we just gloss over.
Yeah. They ain't taking the same exam. Y'all need to be real honest about it. And here's another tip. Here's a couple of Kamala's policies. $25,000 to help with home mortgages for low-income folks. $50,000 for small businesses. Tax cuts for the middle class while raising taxes on the rich. Securing our border. Increasing the child income tax credit. Yeah, that's five. You can find all of them on our website. Quit acting like you don't know. The interwebs, people. I'm Maggie Dawn. Maggie and the Millionaires up next here on the Civic Media Radio Network. What's up with that McDonald's stunt? How about he just says we should raise the minimum wage? The Cheeto can't.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.